Charlie loves things that rattle.
Okay, girl. Charlie, come on. Get the keys. Get the keys. Oh, man. Drop the keys.
Fantastic. Now we can't get into our house either.
I don't see Charlie. Where'd she go?
Oh, there she is. Wait, what is she putting on her head? A dish towel?
That's Mrs. Dabney's underpants. Come on, we gotta get her out of there.
Yeah, come on.
What are you doing in my yard?
We're here to help you with your groceries.
You want to be helpful?
I like to try new things.
Here, let me give you a hand with that.
I can handle the groceries, but as long as you're here, I could use your help with something inside.
Inside? Perfect.
Let me just put my groceries down.
Take your time.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Charlie?
Put behind the curtains.
Okay. Nothing!
There she is. Oh, I got you. Yeah. Ew.
What? Stop it.
Where did that baby come from?
Charlie, I've been holding her the whole time.
You have?
What's that, Miss Dabney? Say the eyes are the first things to go.
Well, we gotta go. Not so fast. Put the baby down. I need you to carry something out for me. I want you to take this trunk out to my car. It's too heavy for me.
Well, why? What's in it?
Something I should have gotten rid of a long time ago.
Where are you taking it?
To the dump. That's where you take trash, isn't it?
Trash? Mr. Dabney wasn't trash. He was a person.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You bumped off your husband and stuffed him into that trunk.
Is that what you think?
That's what we know.
What did she do? Oh, watch it! She's kill crazy.
You want to see what's in here? Take a look.
Oh, it's Mr. Dabney!
And he's already decomposed!
That's not Mr. Dabney. That's a skeleton he used in his classroom. He used to be a science teacher.
But I heard you screaming at him. You called him a bad husband. And then you said, and now you're dead!
Oh, you must have heard me talking back to someone on my soaps.
Soaps?
Soap operas? On TV? Like the one they should name after you two, The Young and the Clueless.
Well, if Mr. Dabney isn't dead, then where is he?
And his mother's probably wishing he was dead.
Well, then how do you explain the smell of death you asked my dad about?
Dead possum in my drive-in.
Well, then how do you explain...
Well, that's pretty much it, I guess.
Just one more question. Do you have any cookies?
Get out. What are my underpants doing in the fireplace?
Gotta go.